This is Elva with the Nonprofit Spotlight, and joining me today is Ravi Gravoi-Shah, who is the CEO of the Southern Arizona AIDS Foundation, also known as SAFE. Ravi, thanks for joining me today.
Elva, thanks for having me on your program today, and thank you for spotlighting this new collaborative program to really help youth homelessness in Tucson.
I'm really excited to talk about that. Can you tell me first about SAFE's mission?
SAFE is a Southern Arizona AIDS Foundation. We've been around for decades to really serve our community. Our mission is to cultivate a healthy and stigma-free society through transformative action. And we do so by working with members of our community who are HIV positive to ensure they have the services they need, as well as working with our LGBTQ community, especially youth through our youth center downtown on 4th Avenue, just to make sure that our youth are supported. And so this program, the Bread and Roses programs, really fits within our work in youth services and really helping, you know, end stigma that so many of our young LGBTQ members of Tucson are facing.
So yes, both SAFE and Old Pueblo Community Services have a long history of serving youth in Tucson. And this is specifically a new program, a new project called Bread and Roses, which I believe is the first crisis transitional shelter in the county for homeless LGBTQ youth. And we're talking about ages 18 to 24. Can you tell me about the partnership with Old Pueblo Community Services and the new transitional housing shelter?
Yeah, thank you. We're super excited to be joining Old Pueblo Community Services on this project. We're joining forces to create, as you mentioned, Tucson's first ever LGBTQ-affirming crisis transitional housing program for youth. Old Pueblo's been an incredible partner from the beginning. We are so happy to see this vision come to fruition. And Old Pueblo is using their skill set of working in transitional housing and housing services. And we'll be using our skill set of helping engage youth and helping them transition into more permanent situations and whatever case management, whatever services they need, food, education, training, job force development, stabilization. And so we get to work on what we know best and working with El Pueblo on what they know best to really partner for this program.
So it sounds like a variety of wraparound services provided by both SAFE and Old Pueblo Community Services, using the expertise of both organizations to serve young folks in the Bread and Roses shelter.
Absolutely. You know, just providing transitional housing isn't the end-all be-all of what these individuals need. Our clients are going to need a lot more help to really, you know, succeed in our society, and we're there for them to help provide that.
And can you tell me how folks can find out more information about the Bread and Roses shelter?
You can visit our website at safe.org. That's SAAF.org. There's information on our website about the Bread and Roses program. And clients will be coming, the youth will be coming to us from Tucson's Coordinated Entry Homeless Assistance Access Point, tpch.net/coordinated entry is how, you know, we'll be getting folks referred over to us.
So it sounds like there's a lot of coordination among entities here in Pima County to make sure that the homeless LGBTQ youth have access to the Bread and Roses shelter.
Exactly. A lot of good partnerships, a lot of good coordination to make sure that we're providing the best care we can for those in need.
That sounds excellent. Thank you so much. My name is Elva. This is the Nonprofit Spotlight. And joining me today was Ravi Gravoi-Shah, who is the CEO of the Southern Arizona AIDS Foundation, also known as SAFE, talking about the partnership with Old Pueblo Community Services and the new Bread and Roses Homeless LGBTQ Youth Transitional Shelter. Ravi, thank you so much for joining me on KXCI today.
Elva, thank you for having me, and thank you for spotlighting this amazing program for our community.
Support for the Nonprofit Spotlight is provided by the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona. For almost 40 years, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona has worked with individuals, families, businesses, and nonprofits to create a stronger community, connecting people with causes and transforming the vision for our community into meaningful charitable impact, inspiring donors now and forever. More information at cfsaz.org or 777-0800.